Welcome to Measurably Better Learning, the podcast built for learning and development professionals. Whether you're an instructional designer, L&D professional, or corporate leader, get ready for insights and ideas that will transform your approach to learning, training, and development. So let's dive in.
Welcome, everyone, to this edition of the Measurably Better Learning podcast. So today I'm joined, as always, with Dr. Jerry Zanstra, and today...
You're using my academic...
I am. I feel like the topic we're talking about today requires some gravitas, so we're going to go with that. Right. Okay. Well, we wanted to talk about emerging trends today, specifically in AR, VR, MR, XR, right? And all of a sudden, all those words start blurring together. And I know our listeners understand, kind of in theory, the differences, but can you just give us a quick rundown of practically what the difference is?
Yeah, it's an interesting moment in time because a year and a half, 2 years ago, all we were talking about was augmented reality, virtual reality, mixed reality, metaverse. That feels like a million years ago because AI ate every lunch.
Yes.
Right. So and now and the truth is those two technologies will bleed together. But I see AR and VR, augmented reality and virtual reality, used interchangeably quite a bit. They're very, very different things.
They are.
And there are some technologies that are trying to blend them, sort of take the best of both worlds. Augmented reality is you remain in the reality that you're in. You're just layering things up over the top, which is fascinating. And many of us have used it. We use it in commercial sites, right? For furniture in your home or clothes, or how would I look in this? What would that look like in my living room? And virtual reality is very different. You actually leave your reality. You enter a new, it is truly a virtual reality. The combination of those things is sometimes called mixed reality. All of it is extended reality. The idea is that you are, or enhanced reality.
Which is XR.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You're enhancing your reality through the use of technology. It could be phone, could be tablet, could be glasses, could be full-on goggles, and there's all sorts of cool coming out. And again, all of the attention is being paid to AI right
now. It really is, yeah.
But these technologies, particularly augmented reality, will play a really big role. I think AR plays a bigger role, and VR plays a smaller role, and we can talk about that if you like.
No, I was on a phone call the other day with a client who said, you know, for VR, before AI came along, with AR and VR, and VR is going to be the next big thing and all of that. But we kept the whole deployment issue just continues to be a nagging issue. And we've been talking about it, I'd say, for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And to hear that reiterated to me on the phone with a client at a very large company who said, we would love to do it. And it fits 100% within like our product and who we are. But we still can't figure out how to deploy it.
Right.
So
deployment is tough. The AR is easier if you are, if you're deploying on a mobile phone or you have a tablet. It's wonderful for things like onboarding. Take your phone out. Here's the AR app, and we're gonna. Here's the bathrooms, right? Here's where the cafeteria is. Here's where the HR people are. Here's where the washing stations are. Or in retail shops, people can find stuff, right? They can locate stuff. And beyond just trying things on, you can actually locate the information that you need without asking anybody. I think the use of AR, augmented reality, is going to be far more common.
Yeah.
I think it's...
So we've seen at least, yeah.
Because it doesn't require that implementation piece. When you move to VR, so far, and who knows? I'll tell you a story when we come back from the break about Tim Cook, the first time he experienced who is the CEO of Apple, of course, who experienced VR for the first time. But I think AR has some very, very broad applications in the learning world, and we can talk about those.
Great. Well, we're going to take a little break and we'll come back and discuss those then. Imagine a world where every training session, every learning module, and every translated document is aligned with your company's unique goals and global ambitions. Welcome to Ingenuity, where we don't just talk about elevating your corporate learning, we make it happen. At Ingenuity, we understand the heart of your business is its people. That's why we specialize in creating custom learning solutions and translation services that are not just effective, but are designed specifically for your business's global needs. Let us show you how learning cannot be just better, but measurably better, with solutions tailored just for you. Learn more in the description below. Well, welcome back, everyone. Jerry, you promised us a story about Tim Cook, and just in general, can you address some of the trends specifically?
Sure.
We understand a little bit of the limitations between the two of them, but maybe what are some trends you're seeing? But obviously, let's get to the story first. Yeah.
The trends are largely focused on the technology itself. So deep inside of Apple, in the place where the iPad was created, the iPhone was created, there's this relatively small building, which is their skunk works, right?
Oh.
You have to go through like 20 doors to get in, something crazy like that. But Tim Cook describes why he decided as the CEO of Apple to go all in on VR. And the thing he was hooked up to was, I mean, it was heavy enough that he could hardly keep his head up. It had like six screens all pieced together. It had batteries. It had big cables coming out of it running to a supercomputer in the other room. That was only a handful of years ago.
Yeah. Yeah,
now Apple has released some of their new things, which are, the technology is way better and the packaging is way tighter and closer. And so as that trend continues, I don't know what comes next. Obviously, no one does in VR. But when I think of VR, virtual reality, in training, it plays a particular role when we want to practice on an individual basis in a setting that might be very dangerous. And VR gives you a visceral physical response. So I remember one of the very first VR experiences I had, I was put in a fire in a house, and I the room I was in never changed temperature. Sweat was pouring off of my body. I can
feel
my heart racing. I can feel my breathing quicken because everything is telling me you're in a house that's on fire. Get out. So I think practicing dangerous things that you don't really want people practicing in the real thing, or, think of a phenomenally expensive piece of manufacturing equipment. You need people to be able to figure out how to repair it. You don't want them to practice by taking that thing offline and losing. Suddenly the costs of training skyrocket because you've lost all your throughput and productivity because you have to have technicians practice. If you can have technicians practice, it's amazing. I've seen AR things, where people are trying to locate stuff in a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're watching a line and they have 12 things in a row to do and they have very little muscle memory because they haven't done it much. Step one is over here. All right, this lights up. Step two is over here. This lights up. And they're not wearing the full VR headset. They're wearing some glasses that enables them to follow the same steps in the right timing, in the right order, in the right place. And an awful lot of training has to do with that. And part of that muscle memory thing, right? That's not something you're probably wearing in a few months.
Absolutely.
And said, here's the 12 things you need to do.
Yeah.
Okay, Miriam, what's number three? And you memorized them. You still, when you get to the machine, you still are like, you got to think about it.
You got to pull it out of your pocket, figure out where you're at.
It's my pocket.
Exactly.
So here you go, right? You, this thing is teaching you until repetition is there and muscle memory is there and you no longer need that. But there's some fascinating ways to do the sales.
Yeah.
In sales conversations in virtual reality. Now marry that.
With AI
to respond to you. So now I'm sitting across from you, you're trying to sell something. I'm an AI generated being inside of a virtual reality environment. You're trying to sell me and I'm being resistant to you. Mm-hmm. Or I'm an angry customer. Or I have questions and my goal is to figure out and so that kind of training where the payoff is high the safety considerations are high. There's some really interesting fun applications for it, but it's not for everybody. It's crazy expensive to start. And just buying the headsets is one thing. Maintaining
it. That was right. It's the maintenance, shipping. It's the
thing with the forklift.
Yeah.
Right. That's
exactly.
What
yeah.
I dropped. I spilled my coffee on it. I dropped it in the toilet.
Yeah.
Right. There's all sorts of ways that this can go south. How do you maintain that technology in mass?
Yeah.
One thing if you got 10 of them. It's another thing if you have 3,000 of them. How do you do that for virtual reality? That's tricky.
Right. No, I think that has been a consistent theme. When we talk about trends and innovation, I always love to talk about that. We talk here, near, far, like what's way out there. But I think for our listeners, it is important to hear what is being used for right now. And there are very real applications, obviously, like military and other things. But there's limitations to that. There's a cost issue to that. And where and when can we implement practical applications of AR that can be used right now, because it's all available right now.
Yeah.
So
start with AR.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest thing is AR. You have to, as an instructional designer, think differently.
Very different.
It is. The learning science is the same.
Yes.
But how you structure a course inside of an AR experience, or even being in a VR experience, is much more like being a movie director.
Yeah. It's not linear at all. Mm-hmm. Which is how most e-learning is developed.
Right, it goes all over the place. So
yeah.
I'd encourage our listeners, don't let AI eat up. There's still some really cool stuff coming.
Absolutely.
And worth exploring and understanding.
Well, thank you, Jerry. It's always good to hear your input, your advice, and just kind of what you've seen in the world with, especially, I think, AR and VR and just where we are right now. So, and to our listeners, we appreciate you taking the time, and we look forward to another episode.
Before we wrap up the show, if you're looking to dive deeper, we've got tons of free downloads, L&D resources, and details about upcoming webinars that you won't want to miss. They're found in the episode description. Plus, if you ever want to chat with either one of us, now's your chance. You can find links in the episode description to connect directly with Miriam or me. We're here to answer your questions and to discuss all things learning and development. And speaking of questions, we love hearing from you. Whether it's a question or a comment or a topic you're curious about, or if you just want to join the conversation, drop us a comment on your favorite social media channel. Your input shapes our shows. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. It's the best way to ensure you never miss out on our latest episode. We're excited to continue to transform learning into a measurable success with you. Until next time.